This is Ozarks at Large. COVID-19 is affecting almost everybody, from health to lifestyle to the ability to pay for necessities. As classes resume today at the University of Arkansas after spring break, resuming online, there are students who are in need. The University of Arkansas has four student emergency funds. The primary fund, U of A Cares, helps students with unexpected needs that arise from situations beyond the student's control. There is also the Veterans Resource and Information Center Emergency Fund to aid students who have been or currently are serving in the military. And two funds for graduate students and international students, providing a stopgap for students struggling with unforeseen emergencies. Friday morning, we talked with Dean Kim Needy, Dean of the Graduate School in International Education at the U of A, about those latter two funds.
One of the funds is the International Education Catastrophic Fund, and the other is the Needy Family Graduate Student Emergency Fund. And these funds were set up about 3 years ago, but over the last month or so, we recognized that there was this greater and greater need, and we could see a tidal wave coming towards us with additional needs. And so that's where this idea came up to really begin to promote these funds. They have initially kind of very modest amounts that we can give out, but the urgency then to bring greater awareness so that we could maybe get more support for these funds because we knew there would be more demand. And so we're focusing on getting the word out for those who may need support, as well as those who may be able to provide support.
There are challenges that students on any campus face, of course, but I think there are some unique ones that both unique to graduate students and unique to international students, and of course, some students fall into both of those categories. What are some of the unique challenges that they face?
Okay, let me begin just with graduate students in general, and they may be domestic or they may be international, but many of our full-time graduate students are also trying to support a family. So they may have a partner, they may have children, they are on a graduate assistantship, which by all means is very modest, and it becomes just a challenge without any kind of problems for them to manage this. So when something like a pandemic comes in, this presents unique challenges to them. Similarly, for our international students, they have a lot more restrictions with respect to travel, with respect to work. So international students are not permitted to work off campus. So they may have additional part-time jobs to support their living expenses and or to supplement a graduate assistantship if they're a graduate student. But what has happened here recently is that, as you know, a lot of the jobs have gone away as businesses and campus has closed. And so for graduate students who are able to work off campus, they may have lost jobs. For international students who may have worked on campus, they may have lost jobs. In addition, then, there are added expenses as people are taking care of family members that maybe were in school and now are not in school and are home, and they have responsibility for helping their children, let's say, continue with their education in a K through 12 setting, as an example.
And, I mean, we're all going through something most of us have never gone through before, and that can be tough when you see a global crisis and you're away from home. For many undergraduate students, and not to minimize this, you might be miles or a few counties or maybe a state away. For some graduate and international students, you're really far away from home and a network that you might rely on otherwise, and that's got to be tough.
It is very tough. There is a huge feeling of isolation, and I pride ourselves at the University of Arkansas of having a really excellent support system for our students, but that doesn't replace the support system that these students have at home, wherever that may be across the globe, with their family and their friends. And the isolation has affected, as you said, every one of us. I mean, all of us are encouraged to stay at home or stay close to home. So even the idea of traveling back home, you know, to Dallas, Texas, or something like that, is really, in a sense, discouraged. But certainly for these students who live in Europe or Asia, et cetera, they can't go home. And this feeling of not being able to, as opposed to, you know, just not wanting to, is a really, really added stress. And so students do feel isolated. They can't do the normal things that they do. So there's a little bit of boredom in that sense that also sets in. And so we're also cognizant and trying to come up with resources to keep students not only physically well and healthy with the pandemic, but also mentally healthy and well with respect to all these added stressors that are on top of them.
So how do these emergency funds work? How can people make a donation? How can a student make a request?
Okay, so we have a simple process really for the students. And so the students can go to our website and they can make a request for the funding. And it's pretty easy. We don't ask really for a lot of information. And then we have a committee that looks at these very rapidly because they are emergencies. We have to respond quickly. Responding in a month isn't quick enough. You know, sometimes we need to respond in days. And so we have a committee that is assessing these and making decisions. And they're looking at those based on, you know, kind of that need that is described and also looking at the availability of funds that we have. So, you know, we're making awards for, in this case, you know, the pandemic, but students also have challenges personally with maybe unforeseen healthcare costs. So the funds do not cover what I would call expenses a student should expect to pay. So a student should expect to have to pay tuition. They should expect to pay some kind of housing costs, et cetera. But we're talking about unusual, unexpected expenses. And so when they occur, we're trying to assess those and really make the case for it. As far as those who are able to give, I'll just say no donation is really too small. And we've had people give $10, we've had people give thousands of dollars, and everywhere really in between. And again, the university has the website set up where it's easy to give to these couple of two funds. There are also other funds for the UA CARES system. The law school has a fund, et cetera, to direct money in those ways as well.
Finally, I imagine a situation like this, I mean, there is no way you can absolutely prepare for how a pandemic will affect students or university campus, so you can't have a playbook for that. But I do imagine, as your career has gone on, everything has, to some degree, helped you prepare for something like this.
Well, I'll just say this. I mean, it's quite shocking, I guess, when you meet students one-on-one. So in one sense, you know, we're managing kind of the big, you know, the graduate school, international students. But I'll tell you, on a day-to-day basis, when we sit down, when we meet these students, when we hear their stories, when we hear their challenges, when we hear how much really they're trying to do on their own, and they do on their own, but sometimes they just get down to, their last wits. They're not sure how to fix something. And what's inspired me personally and helped to form my opinion on these are those personal stories of students overcoming these challenges. And I will just say this, our community and our campus, our faculty and staff are just so generous. And I know I have many stories, even before these funds existed, of faculty and staff just reaching into their wallets and giving students some money, because sometimes the hurdles are relatively small. You know, it's an unpaid parking ticket the student, you know, can't figure out how they're are going to pay, or, you know, the next meal and they're not going to they can't figure out how they're going to do it, or a doctor's bill the student just isn't sure how they're going to pay. And so as I've worked in this field and just seen these stories, you know, these stories have prepared me, because they're individuals. These are other human beings. And I realize I'm personally so fortunate, and I just want to kind of share. And our campus is fortunate. We are the people, fortunately, that through this pandemic are still working, and many are not. So even people who are able are not able now because of these unforeseen circumstances.
Dean Kim Needy, thank you so much for your time. Be well. We appreciate your conversation with us.
Thank you so much.
Kim Needy is Dean of the Graduate School and International Education at the University of Arkansas. We have links to all four emergency funds for students at the U of A at OzarksAtLarge.com.